Cruise Radio is brought to you by InsureMyTrip.com. Travel insurance done right from the people who know travel insurance. Find out more at InsureMyTrip.com.
Broadcasting from the InsureMyTrip.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
So have you ever wondered the difference between a luxury cruise and a regular old, say, Bahamas cruise? Well, Jason Leppard is the editor-in-chief of PopularCruising.com, and he returned from a luxury cruise on Crystal Cruises, Crystal Serenity, and he joins us right now. Hello, Jason.
Hello, hello.
Good to talk to you again, man.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
So we got to know this because I've never sailed a luxury cruise before. So what's the difference between a mass market cruise line such as Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian and a luxury cruise like you just did on Crystal Serenity?
Yeah, it's a worthwhile question for sure. I mean, definitely when you look at the ship from the get-go, the major difference you're going to notice is the size of the ship. It's going to be much smaller. In the case of the Crystal Serenity, it was 1,000 passengers. And oftentimes on other luxury lines, they're even smaller than that. So that is really the biggest difference immediately boarding the ship that you'll notice. Other than that, it really comes down to the service and the inclusions. You really have nothing to worry about when you get on board. Everything is taken care of. You don't have to consider, you know, your budget once you're on board. It's just nice and ready to go. You just get to enjoy all your drinks and what have you. And the service is really just the best you can have because, you know, you always have great service on a cruise. I mean, that's always a hallmark. But on a luxury cruise, it's really about the ratio of crew to passengers. It's much more closer to 1-to-1. So you're just going to have that dedication that you don't always have on a regular cruise.
So I guess the next question, Jason, would be what actually characterizes a luxury cruise?
Really, one of the better things about a luxury cruise is the service, particularly the ratio of crew and crew to passengers, and that it's usually closer to 1-to-1. So you're going to have more of a dedication on that. You know, service is always great on a cruise in general, but on a luxury cruise, particularly on Crystal, it's just really friendly service with a higher level of dedication, which is fantastic.
What would be the difference between like a Carnival cruise stateroom and a Crystal stateroom?
Yeah, as far as the staterooms, it's definitely a higher end on board a luxury cruise, particularly on the Crystal ships. But one thing I have to say that's nice about Crystal is you go on a lot of luxury lines, and most of the ships are all suite ships, which are great if that's what you're looking for, and most of them are all verandas. But Crystal is really unique in that they still have some, what I would say, entry-level staterooms. And by all means, an entry-level stateroom on Crystal is still much better in terms of the accommodations and much more refined. But it allows you to actually access the luxury cruise lifestyle at a lower price point. And I think that's really unique for Crystal.
You say lifestyle. Does that include a butler?
They have regular staterooms on board Crystal that do not include butlers. But when you start getting into the penthouses and the suites, you get a butler. And we enjoyed that. Fantastic service. I mean, you can have any of the meals that are offered in the dining room, offered in your room, and also even the specialty restaurants. They have a fantastic Italian and Asian restaurant on board, and you can even have those things, even sushi, delivered to your stateroom as you wish, which is fantastic. I love that.
That's awesome. So is the gratuities included for the butler and everything up front?
Yes, they are, which is fantastic. It's just great to have everything is just taken care of. You don't have anything to think about once you're on board. And granted, that, you know, does come at a higher price point, but, you know, it's just the comfort of not having to deal with it once you're on board.
Let's talk about some dining differences then.
The dining on board is really good because, you know, meals are prepared more all a minute on board a ship like this, where it's less the banquet style and a little bit more dedication also to the meals that are being served. The food flavors are just really out of this world on a luxury line, and Crystal was definitely right up there with the best of them. So really nothing but great things to say about the food. I had the best osso buco I've ever had in the Italian restaurant. And I thought I had a good osso buco before coming on board. And I was just blown away by this thing. And my parents, my dad had tried osso buco. My mom had not. And she is a convert as well. She loves it now.
I was following your photos on Facebook and Instagram. And like I was drooling on the sailing, looking at all the food you were posting. I'm like, oh my gosh, this looks so flipping amazing. Let's move to entertainment then, Jason. Any kind of major entertainment differences? Because entertainment is pretty much entertainment across the board on cruise ships, or so I think.
Yeah, generally it is. Again, since it's a smaller ship, the showroom itself is going to be a little bit smaller, and the production level is going to be smaller. But the thing that's amazing about these ships is that they really do a great job of focusing in on the talent of the cast and the singers, and that you know, you might not have the lavish production value of, you know, tons of sets and things like that, but the actual, you know, singing and talent of these performers are just really fantastic. They had a show that was actually presented by iLluminate, which I believe was a production company that came out of America's Got Talent, or one of those shows. And they basically, I thought it was a show that was entirely done in the dark. And I thought it was going to be a thing where they had like performers in suits wearing maybe like blacklight paint or something like that. No, this thing really blew me away. It was actually like Hollywood grade suits, like something you'd see from Tron, where the light was actually emitting from the suits and actually had LEDs and this fabric light. And it was just wild, man. I tell you, the way they did it and the way they were able to control the individual lighting across the suits, it was top notch. Let me tell you, it was one of the best shows I had ever seen, not only at sea, but ever on land. It was really, really amazing.
How does Crystal par up to the other luxury cruise lines you've sailed?
You know, I think they're all a little different. I think on Crystal, I would have to say the service was a little better, actually, a little more friendly, a little more dedication. The food pretty much is good across all of them, but I really, like I said, that Italian, man, the best I'd ever had on a cruise ship. So,
yeah,
you know, it's definitely on par, if not a little better, even in the luxury market, I have to say.
Let's talk about price. Like, how does prices break down between a luxury cruise and your typical regular mass market cruise like Carnival, Royal Caribbean, or Norwegian?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the mass market cruises and you see that $399 per person, mm-hmm. rate, it's hard to look at that and then go to the, you know, 1,000-plus rates that you're going to have on a luxury line. But you know what? Like everything, I really believe that you get what you pay for. And just to have that comfort and convenience and not having to deal with anything once you've paid for it and you're on board, it's just ready to go. It's really one of those things that if you value that, it's highly recommended.
So with that said, Jason, like you personally, what's the biggest selling point of a luxury cruise to you?
For me, it's really just the comfort that comes with the service of having friendly staff on board. And, you know, I've actually been off liquor recently, and the thing that's awesome about the staff on board is, like, even if you just decide to order a Coca-Cola instead of, you know, a beer or a, you know, actually, I shouldn't say that because we were on a beer cruise, and I did partake in the beer, which is fantastic. But generally, I'm off liquor, and, you know, if you order a Coca-Cola over a wine on board, there's not that pretense of, like, oh, you know, that snooty, like, nature, oh, you're not ordering wine. Oh, you know, it's just friendly. You don't feel, you know, it's whatever you want to do on board. It's your choice, and nobody's going to look down upon you on it. And I think that's great. And I do have to say that the beer cruise that we had on Crystal was just top notch. It was really good, and I did enjoy that.
Answer this question for me then. A luxury cruise would be for you if?
If you want to make your payment up front and not have to deal with any other additional expenses on board, with the exception of shore excursions, because those you still have to pay for, but oftentimes you have those booked ahead of time. So definitely, if you just want the utmost in comfort and service and quality without having to think about anything else, this is the way to go. And like anything, you get what you pay for. Fantastic choice.
Very good. Jason, do you have any coverage on this Crystal cruise you want to share with us?
Yeah, I do. I have a bunch on my website, popularcruising.com, as well as videos at my YouTube channel. If you look up Popular Cruising there, I've got it all there, as well as my review that's coming up of the Crystal Serenity.
Very good. We'll link to Jason's coverage at popularcruising.com and his YouTube channel and all of the good stuff at cruiseradio.net. Just click on the show notes. We've been talking with editor-in-chief of popularcruising.com, Jason Leppard. Jason, my friend, always a pleasure and happy holidays.
Likewise. Thank you, man.
From the Space Coast to the West Coast, this is Cruise Radio.
How many times have you said, "That'll never happen to us"? Vacations are a big investment with both time and money, and they should be protected. For over a decade, InsureMyTrip.com has been the online travel insurance leader, offering the best plans from the most trusted providers. Our licensed and award-winning customer service team makes sure you have the right coverage for your travel. To find out why over 98% of travelers would recommend InsureMyTrip, visit InsureMyTrip.com.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, part of the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Always happy to answer your questions. If you have a question, just email comments at cruiseradio.net. Today we're bringing in travel expert Jason Coleman from vacationevangelist.com to vet some of our questions. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Doug. How's it going?
I can't complain, man. First question is from Jessica in Tampa. We're traveling as a family of four with two small kids, four and one. Would you turn off the auto gratuity for these two passengers and just tip cash directly to the restaurant and the daycare staff? I don't want to stiff anybody, but $12 a day for an infant receiving no services seems kind of crazy to me, and I'd like some money to go to the daycare staff that will actually watch my son.
Well, okay, the first thing I'm going to say is, please don't be that person. Mm-hmm. Don't be the cruiser that takes off the auto gratuities from your account. Because if you can afford to go on a cruise, then your budget really should include the recommended gratuities without you trying to skimp on that line item. Now, since you're specifically referring to the gratuities for the kids, let me remind you that kids do require service from the ship staff. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, they really require more service sometimes than their adult travel companions. So we all know kids go through more towels, they generate more laundry, more bedding changes, more trash, and more cleanup for the housekeeping staff. They're usually messier and have more requests and require extra service in the dining room too. So just because they're young, please don't make the mistake of thinking that you don't need to provide the gratuities for them. Mm-hmm. They are absolutely using the services of staff that you may or may even not know are working behind the scenes to ensure that even they have a great cruise experience. Tipping cash above and beyond is a nice gesture, but in almost all cases, even that has to be turned in and pooled together for the crew. Mm-hmm. If you really want to recognize an individual person or a crew member for their extra effort or attention, the best thing that you can do for them is to write a commendation and turn it into the purser's desk. Those are added to the employee files, and they're extremely useful for advancement. But don't do that at the expense of gratuities for everyone in your travel party.
Very good. Next question.
Hey there. I wanted to get somebody else's perspective. We're looking to book a cruise in November of 2015 and considering our first cruise on a mega ship or maybe even on Celebrity. I got two small kids, 4 years old and 9 months old. I want to make sure we're on the right cruise line. I'd appreciate any feedback. Thanks, man.
Well, considering these options, what I think you're really considering there is Royal Caribbean's Oasis or Allure of the Seas. Those are absolutely the best choice for a family experience at sea. Those ships have the facilities and the programs for kids, and they even start them as young as 6 months old, so both of your kids will be able to take advantage of that. They have the Royal Tots and the Royal Babies program. Those are things that are pretty unique, and they have one-of-a-kind venues. On a cruise ship, you're not going to find anywhere on Celebrity. And your four-year-old's going to be in the Aquanauts program with a facility all of their own. But here's my take on this question. You didn't mention cost as your primary concern. You mentioned the right vacation experience for your family, and that includes the kids. From my perspective, sure, the drinks and the tips are going to make mom and dad happier, but they'll really do nothing for the kids. And as all parents out there know, happy kids make for a happy mom and dad. Mm-hmm. Royal Caribbean's programs, their facilities, the menus, the services for your younger kids are going to be a much better fit for the entire family. And that'll give you all a much better cruise experience, which, as you said, is what you're ultimately after.
And we have time for one more question.
Do you have any recommendations for international cell phone plans or apps to use to track data usage? We're going to the Western Caribbean this winter and would appreciate any assistance. Thanks.
Well, for me, I have an AT&T unlimited data plan, so I never pay attention to the data that I'm using. But if you're a regular international traveler, you may want to look at the plans from T-Mobile. They include international data and texting at no additional charge. Now, it's a slightly slower service. It's not their top speed. So, for example, you may have to wait 30 seconds for a local map instead of 15, but it's free. And the other thing you can do is switch your current plan to an international plan for the days that you'll be traveling. But write down this website, connect@c.com. This is a website that has a lot of information about internet charges on cruise ships, telephones, or how much it costs to call, phone information, all that kind of stuff. So it's a great resource that you should check out in advance. The only app I've heard about or I'm familiar with is My Data Manager. And what it does is it lets you view your daily usage so that you don't go over your plan max or monitor or it allows you to monitor your data charges. The other thing is that most carriers have a proprietary app that will do this kind of monitoring for you. I know AT&T and Verizon Volt have their own apps that do this. Mm-hmm. Just be aware that with those ones, the data is usually delayed a little bit, and it's not really in real time. But like I mentioned, review that website, connectatsea.com, because it's got a lot of great information that you'll want to know about in advance.
You know, yeah, back to what you were saying about the data usage feature that comes standard on the iPhone, at least. AT&T told me on my last cruise, and I actually verified it, that there was about a 48-hour lag time.
You can really do some damage in 48 hours.
Oh, totally.
I know I can.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you were talking about connectedc.com. And if you have a question specifically about staying connected at sea, on the bottom of their website at connectedc.com, they have a little box there where you put your name, your email, and your message. And one of their reps will get back with you and answer any questions you have that may not be listed on the site. That website is connectedc.com. Good stuff. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Doug. Have a good one.
All righty. That'll do it for this week's episode of Cruise Radio. Thank you again for being here, my friend. If you have a question you would like to submit, you can do it either via voicemail. Click on send voicemail at cruiseradio.net right there on the right-hand side, or email comments at cruiseradio.net. From the InsureMyTrip.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Doug Parker, and this is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the InsureMyTrip.com studios. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales at cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.